Today, we're going to look at Genspark, the super agent platform. You see it right now. It's got AI slides, AI sheets, download for me, deep research, call for me, fact checking, all these AI agents, and it's adding almost $1 million ARR a day because it's going viral. Now, is it hype or is this the new Manus, new ChatGPT? Today, we're going to find out. I take you through it all around prompts that help you build your business zero to one, how to market your business, how to sell your business, how do you create a deck that raises $2 million? Can Genspark use its suite of agents and super agents to help you have an unfair advantage in your business? Today, we're going to find out. Today, we're going to dig into Genspark. They call themselves the super agent platform, and they're competing with ChatGPT, Claude, Manus. But is Genspark the new Manus, ChatGPT, or is it hype? I wanted to find out, and that's what we're going to do today. We're just going to go through a bunch of prompts to find out if Genspark is super, super valuable to people like us, people who are building zero to one, people who are looking to get more productive, people who are looking to make internet money. So if you've never heard of Genspark, it used to be a search engine. I think it had about 5 million users. Then they launched the agent platform about 2 months ago. It hit 10 million ARR in 9 days. Now they're at 36 million ARR in 45 days. They're basically adding almost $1 million a day in ARR. Let's dig in to see if these agents are any good. So I went to Genspark and I basically said, hey, I've done this video on Perplexity Labs where I showed founders how to use Perplexity to replace their copywriters, salespeople, film directors. I want to do the same for Genspark, different use cases and stuff like that. And I basically asked it to give me game-changing prompts. It gave me a bunch. It gave me, replacing a market research agency, replacing a business development consultant, replacing a competitive analysis firm, replacing a content marketing agency, replacing a growth marketing agency, replacing a sales consultant. You get the idea. I asked more. I was like, I want to make sure that these are the best prompts for $0 to $10 million ARR founders, people who are starting from scratch. It gave me some more. And in this episode, we're just going to go through some of these and just see, I'm going to give you my honest opinion. I'm not sponsored by Genspark. I don't know anyone at Genspark. I paid $25 for access to this, and we're going to go through this together. And by the end of it, we're just going to see, is it worth it and how to think about using Genspark? Because I have heard a lot of good things about it, but you never know in this day and age. So that's why I'm here. I'm here to basically help you figure out, what's signal and what's noise. So let's get into it. So the first prompt I did, I said, I'm raising a seed round for my company, ideabrowser.com. I say research it, which is a suite of ideas, tools, trends for people looking to build startups. Create a compelling investor presentation that tells our story with data-driven slides. And then I basically ask it to come up with some specific slides. So it comes up with it. And as you can see on the left-hand side, Genspark has an AI slides product, an AI sheets product. And so that's one of the reasons why I picked this one. I wanted to see, is it possible to create really good research slides? I've used other products. I've used Gamma. I've used Manus for slides. I'm still looking for a really good AI slides product. And, if this can actually do it, design a 15-minute presentation that gets investors excited to write checks of $2 to $3 million, it's going to be helpful for a lot of people here listening. So I'm using ideabrowser.com, my startup, just because I'm curious what it's going to say. First of all, the design does not look that awesome. I'll call what it is. The design looks lame, super lame, but I'm reading here and, the startup opportunity ideas are everywhere. I really like that. The entrepreneurial explosion, You know, a lot of this content is pretty good. Time spent on idea validation, like, yes, like this is interesting to me as someone who's building, you know, this product, where it's a database of ideas and trends and AI agents to help people through the idea process. You know, that is interesting to me. You know, I've never thought about it like that. The average founder spent 155 hours on validation before building. So I'm liking the research. I'm not liking the design. And I'm not going to go into every single slide, but just like looking at it from a gut reaction perspective, it's done a really good job, better than most in the research. And from a design perspective, mid, as the kids say. So I'm going to go and ask it to, I'm just going to be like, hey, GenSpark, I find the content of this presentation to be an 8/10, but the design is a super mid 3/10. I want something more similar to the design of my website, ideabrowser.com, which I find clean, fresh, and crisp. Can you redesign it with that in mind? So let's see what happens there. I anticipate this is going to take some time. So we'll come back to this. And we will see. Quick break in the pod to tell you a little bit about Startup Empire. So Startup Empire is my private membership where it's a bunch of people like me, like you, who want to build out their startup ideas. Now they're looking for content to help accelerate that. They're looking for potential co-founders. They're looking for tutorials from people like me to come in and tell them, how do you do email marketing? How do you build an audience? How do you go viral on Twitter? All these different things. That's exactly what Startup Empire is. And it's for people who want to start a startup but are looking for ideas, or it's for people who have a startup but just they're not seeing the traction that they need. So you can check out the link to startupempire.co in the description. And let's go to another prompt and see what happens. The next prompt I said was, create an interactive product demo experience for ideabrowser.com that converts prospects into customers. Build a single page HTML demo that includes interactive product walkthrough showing key features, customer success stories with embedded testimonials, pricing calculator, shows ROI, lead capture forms integrated throughout, social proof, et cetera, et cetera. Make it load fast and look like it costs $25,000 to build. So this is testing, basically building apps on GenSpark. And it created this, I think it took like a few minutes. And the funny thing is, I'm looking at it and this is like, I don't understand what it's saying. Resolve conflicts without breaking the bank. This like, what? And then I realized that this is actually the idea of the day. So what happened was GenSpark actually went on ideabrowser.com. It found the idea of the day, which is basically an AI-powered alternative to hiring a mediator or a lawyer. It's this idea that, you know, for $99 a month, you can have this like SaaS app that's AI-powered that helps mediate, for example, couples who are trying to get divorced and stuff like that. So that's what it did. So it made that mistake. But then I'm like, this is really interesting. So it basically thinks that that is the startup app. In that, you know, is ideabrowser.com. So huge miss. But then I'm looking at this SaaS app and this is brilliant, right? So you upload your documents. So let's just assume that, you know, it's trying to build out this idea, right? From Idea Browser. Securely upload legal documents, emails, and relevant files. Our AI analyzes instantly. AI analysis and strategy. Get personal mediation strategy based on thousands of successful cases. Practice conversations, role play difficult conversations with AI coaching to build confidence, and then reach an agreement. Generate fair proposals and track progress until both parties agree. So it's basically taken the idea from Idea Browser and built a app that, you know, is like working which is crazy. And gets me thinking that a lot of people are going to go onto Idea Browser, look at some of our database of ideas, and just use products like this to create it. So I think this is interesting. What happens if I just actually try this feature? Like, is this just the front end, right? It's probably just the front end. So I asked it, does it actually work? It says, let me test the demo I created to see if it's actually working. Using the tool, it's capturing the screen. That's pretty cool. So it's actually like going through the website and checking it. So it says that it's working. The live demo works. The ROI calculator works. That's cool. I mean, pretty cool. I like what I saw there. Let's do one more and then we'll go back to the slides. So this prompt is about social media. So I need to dominate social media to build my personal brand as a founder. I know a lot of people listening here are trying to build their personal brand. So let's see what we can do. Create a complete visual content system, including 20 quote graphics with the best insights about startup ideas. I put startup ideas because that's my niche. So you whatever niche you're in, you would obviously put that there. Infographics, templates for sharing, industry data, social media post templates for LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram, branded slide templates, yada, yada, yada. Generate actual images I can use immediately and templates I can customize. Focus on content that positions me as the go-to expert in my niche, startup ideas. Okay, so it's given me 20 quote graphics, 7 templates, 90-day content calendar, all ready to use. Every unicorn startup with this. Well, look, they spelled. See how they spelled startup? That's how you know that's could be AI, right? So you hate to see that. You're starting to see this here. Look, for solution flushing. No. Text is remarkably bad for. With AI, you want to limit the amount of text. And just in general, here's like a tip for you. If you include the text in a JSON format, it's more likely to give you the right text. So this was a huge, that sucked. The templates, like just looking at these templates, like they kind of look mid in terms of the design, but I will say like, these things work, right? Like 5 key startup metrics that matter, like that probably will work. 3-step frameworks, that's probably going to work on a LinkedIn carousel. Like they've got the framework right, but the design is not great. That's cool. It gives you a little content calendar, which I do think that's really cool. It gives you, weekly themes to think about. I think that's cool. That's actually well done. Behind the scenes content, like it's giving you a lot of good advice. The design's just not great. What to avoid? Don't post without adding your own perspective or experience. Like, yes, this is good advice. Always add personal commentary to quote graphics. This is really good advice. Engage with comments within 2 hours of posting. Good advice. Use relevant hashtags. I find hashtags to be cringe personally. But tell me what you think in the comments. Target metrics, like overall, like interesting. I wouldn't like, I don't think this like replaces your social media manager in one prompt, but it would be interesting to see if you can continue to prompt this to get this to let's see if we can like, okay. So first of all, interesting thing, it uses Flux. So it uses Flux here, and it tells you what it uses. It also gives you the ability to make it image to video. That's a really good feature. So I'm just going to prompt it and say, I don't like this quote. Use quote from famous person who knows stuff about startup ideas and make the design fresh, clean, and punchy. And let's just see what happens. let's see if it goes and researches like what, you know, obviously a quote by Sam Altman about a startup idea is going to be better than Felipe Carre, who I have no idea who that, you know, obviously that's, I don't think that's a real person. So it's interesting. It's using the tool and, oh, wow. Okay. So it's creating multiple of them. Reid Hoffman, Eric Ries, Mark Cuban. And that's the thing with a lot of these tools, honestly, is like we expect to one prompt it and it's perfect. And the reality is it's not the case. It's really, really not the case. Like people one prompt and then they're like, wow, ha ha ha, AI sucks. Cause the, you know, it, look at how they spell love. They put a one in it, but it's like, well, you, if you continue prompting it, you could get it to a place that's better. Or you can't, you know, or you can't, but you know, it's good to see like, wow. Okay. So basically what have we learned here? We've learned that GenSpark basically can't do quotes or text on images. So that's a big miss. And it was getting me excited. I'm literally taking off my sweater because I was getting excited. You know, I was getting really excited there and, all right. Well, that's a miss from GenSpark on that one. All right. Next prompt. Actually, let's go back to see if our design worked for our fundraising deck. Way cleaner. It's not taking my Idea Browser logo, which I would have loved. It's taking the blue, which is cool. It's fine. It's fine. Like it went from a 2 or 3 on 10 to a 5 or 6 on 10. So this is, you know, this is valuable to have. This is valuable to have. And at, you know, it's $25 for a monthly thing here. So even that alone is valuable. All right. Let's go to create a comprehensive fundraising package that proves my startup ideabrowser.com is investable. Build a data room website with organized financial documents and metrics, traction, visualized dashboard showing growth trends, market analysis slides with compelling charts, financial model with scenario planning visuals, customer testimonial showcase page, team credentials presentation, competitive analysis with positioning maps, and an executive summary with key metrics highlighted. Make it look like we hired McKinsey to prepare our fundraising materials. So I actually don't find this to be super helpful from a fundraising perspective, but if you're selling a company, and I've sold companies before, you're going to want a data room. And making a data room is super lame. So looking at this, the fact that it's a conservative scenario, base case, aggressive, pretty cool. I mean, some stuff that's not true. We don't have an advisory board or investors, but funny that all of these are my old investors from my last company. So anyways, pretty interesting. Like good to know. Good to know that you can basically build a data room and on the fly in a web app and send this over. And then you can just, you know, obviously this isn't real information, but you would upload your documents to make sure that it puts your information in. So next time you want to create a data room, GenSpark might be for you. Okay. Next prompt. I'm building ideabrowser.com, a database of validated startup ideas, trends, and tools to build a business that's more likely to succeed. I need to understand my ideal customers inside and out. Super important, by the way, like, can we get GenSpark to basically create a report with actionable insights for messaging, positioning, and outreach? Researching, you know, I'm continuing the prompt, research and create detailed customer personas for my target market, including their biggest pain points, what they complain about online, where they hang out, what language they use to describe their problems, their buying triggers, objections they typically have, and the exact moments they realize they need a solution like mine. So, so key to have this insight. You know, when I'm building businesses, I want to know this. So let's see if it was able to do it for ideabrowser.com. So it gives the demographic profile. experience 0 to 2 previous startup attempts. Current status, either pre-idea validation or stuck in building within validation phase. Like, I find this really helpful. Major pain points, direct quotes from research. I spent 6 months building features nobody wanted. It's really hard to find those problems. What if you don't know who the customer is? I wish there was a website that just listed different real customer pain points by industry. Most no-code tools available, but difficulty building their MVP. Anyways, point is, they nailed the pain points. The specific language they use, I'm looking for my next idea. Why is this so key? Is that you can actually feed this in to Claude and say, you know, write copy on my landing page based on these pain points and specific language they use. And that's going to help you convert better on whatever it is you're working on. So, you know, exact moments they realize they need help. I really like that. Emotional triggers, price objectives, skepticism. This is probably one of the best prompts. This is the best prompt out of all of them I've seen so far. Like, this is, and then it says feature prioritization based on pain points. Are you kidding me? It says what they'll pay for, time savings, risk reductions, avoiding another failed venture. I mean, this is all true. This is all true. Must have features. Come on. This is so good. This is really good. This is really good. This, I think GenSpark is probably, if it wasn't worth it for the data room whenever you sell your company, I think it probably is just for this one. And by the way, they have a free plan as well. Okay, let's see if we have time for a couple more. I'm a bootstrap founder with ideabrowser.com, targeting founders and solopreneurs. Again, that's my space, but you would put whatever it is you're working on. Map out every possible distribution channel and partnership opportunity for my business. Include direct sales, partnership opportunities, platform integrations, affiliate programs, marketplace opportunities, and unconventional growth channels my competitors haven't discovered. For each channel, estimate effort required, time to results, and potential acquisition cost. So obviously super important. Let's see if they can do it. Complete distribution channel map for ideabrowser.com. Okay, so the highest impact they're saying is content-led growth. I think that's right. The content types, 50 startup ideas from Reddit this week. That's good. Trend analysis reports. That's good. Founder journey stories. That's good. That's on point. This is what I'm learning about GenSpark is like the design of things, the images, not great, but the actual content, pretty good. Long tail keywords around startup ideas and trends, free tier with viral mechanics, approach daily idea email plus limited database access. So we already have that. People can get a free startup idea on ideabrowser.com. So I'm wondering why it gave me the same idea, but I'll skip that one. I won't judge you on too much on that one. But yeah, this is like, okay, platform integrations and marketplace opportunities. Connect Idea Browser to Slack, Trello, Notion, Airtable. Automate weekly idea delivery to team channels. Pretty interesting, except, you know, do teams want new startup ideas in their channels? Yeah, actually, maybe. Who knows? App marketplace listings. Create a Shopify app store, e-commerce business idea section, WordPress plugin directory, Chrome extension store. This is really good. This is really good. I won't go through all this, but I'm thinking about Idea Browser a lot. And, you know, some of these ideas I've had and some of these ideas are like, oh, I never thought of it that way. And that's why it's interesting. My gut take on GenSpark is, you know, is it the Manus killer? Is it the ChatGPT killer? No. But is it interesting and something that you want to put as a part of like your cocktail of different tools that you're using to get a diverse opinion on a particular problem? Yes. Like, you know, if you're trying to create a social media calendar or you're trying to do some market research or, you know, you're trying to build a SaaS app like or a lead magnet, you might want to go to Manus, you might want to go to GenSpark, you might want to go to ChatGPT, you might want to go to Perplexity Labs and just see what is working best for you, you know? And that's kind of That's kind of how I see it right now. Like I'm sort of in wait and see mode with GenSpark. I've seen a couple interesting things. I've seen some big misses. Like some of the design stuff that was horrible. And it's kind of like missing it with respect to what ideabrowser.com really is. So that, that was a miss, and you have to like kind of reprompt it. Don't love that. But I think a lot of the formatting, I think some of the research was really good. I think I also find they're not just like writing content for the sake of content. So I found it like very concise and clear. So overall, GenSpark, it's worth a shot. It's worth trying, and seeing what you get out of it. Okay, after I recorded this episode, I tried to cancel my GenSpark and just go down to the free version. And I literally couldn't figure out how to do it. And so I went on GenSpark and I basically asked it, how do you cancel your GenSpark? And it basically says, I couldn't find a self-service cancellation option directly on GenSpark's website. And then it gives you email support and a phone number, and there's no self-service option. And that gave me an idea for a tweet. Never trust a company that makes canceling your monthly subscription harder than signing up. Not cool, GenSpark. Not cool at all. So I just wanted to let people know that. There's a lot of good in the product, but I just feel like it's dishonest when companies hide the cancellation button. So my recommendation for people is try out the free version, see if it works for you. And if you do get in your workflow, definitely upgrade, if you can use more of it. I probably wouldn't use sensitive data on this product. This is like, Toby from Shopify, founder of Shopify, has this really good concept called the trust battery, where you trust a person. You hire someone and they might start at 50% and then they do a lot of good work and have high integrity, and now they're 70%. Or maybe they do something shady and they go to 30%. Well, I think we have trust batteries for companies too. So, I think GenSpark lost 20% of my books. I don't know about you, but let me know in the comments what you think. And I just wanted to give you all a heads up about that. Not cool, right? Not cool. Thanks for listening to the episode. I think I need to do like a comparison episode, like Manus. What's Manus good for? What's ChatGPT good for? Which model for this? Which model for that? And just do like, it might be like a 2-hour episode, but breaking down what you should use what for. So if people are interested, let me think about that. Let me know in the comments. I read every single comment. I appreciate every single like. And I'm learning it alongside you and showing you what I learn along the way. So I hope it's helpful. Have a creative day, friends.